I first had this band on the show back in January. Joining me in the studio are Finn and Timothy from Ocean Leaves, who are here to chat about their upcoming gig at the Bearded Lady on the 13th of October. How Hello. You doing, gentlemen?
Hey, how
are
you?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, doing all right. Now, you guys had a lineup change recently, since the last time I saw you?
Yes, since January, our bassist has changed, and instead of a string player, violinist, we now have a horn player. So we have Jacob on horns and Kate on bass.
Tell us a bit about how that's evolved the sound.
I'd say it is part of a larger evolution of our sound. I think I just got kind of restless with the acoustic guitar, and I started playing electric more and putting some guitar pedals at my feet to get some different sounds. And that sort of changed not my approach to songwriting, but definitely the way that we arrange the songs. And there's a lot more dynamics in play. Things get really loud and then can come right down to being really quiet. Whereas with acoustic stuff, like, you can do that, but it's not as dramatic or drastic, I suppose. And with a horn player, that really, like, on our last EP, Finn was playing a few different horns, and that was something that we could do quite successfully in studio, but it was harder to pull off live because Finn's busy playing banjo and keys and various things. So having someone just dedicated to the horns has been really excellent. And Kate, our bass player, this will be her first gig with us. So she just came on very recently. We were kind of without a bass player for a while. And Finn and I have just been hanging out and writing new songs. We're trying to write our way to a new album. We've done a couple EPs, and I'm like, can't just do another EP. We got to do a bigger, bolder statement. So I'm trying to write my way to 30 songs and pick the best dozen, you know?
Wow. And where are you at with the up to 30?
Well, it depends on what you consider a song.
like, and what you consider new.
Yeah, like, is a song an idea that's only in my head and I haven't, like, recorded yet? Or, you know, is a song, can I count something that, or can I only count something that's finished and recorded? I'd say, if you talk about all the actual ideas on the go, I'm probably somewhere between 15 and 18.
Okay.
If you talk about actually, like, finished, fleshed out songs, we might be at 5.
Okay.
I get bored with things, or else I don't know where to go with it, so I'll put it aside for a while, you know? And that's where Finn comes in, too, because he can really help kind of drag the ideas out of me.
Yeah, fantastic. I can imagine the songwriting's not the easiest. It's not something you can just sit down and go, I'm going to write now, and necessarily be happy with the outcome.
You gotta do it anyways, but it's usually garbage. If you say, I'm going to write now, it's good to stay sharp so that when an idea does come, you're ready, you know? But usually if I sit down and go, I'm going to write something, it's just trash, and I'm just staying sharp for something that happens, usually like when I'm washing the dishes or shampooing my hair, or I'm driving alone in a car. Like, when the mind is idle because the hands are busy, that's when stuff comes.
Does that mean that you have to do lots of chores in order to dive into the songwriting?
I probably should. Probably should do more than I do.
That's a tip for all those that are in relationships with those creative folks. Try and get them to do lots more chores. Maybe it'll help with their creativity.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Now, what's your favorite track to play live?
Right now, it would either be a song off the first EP, which is before I knew any of these guys, when it was more of a solo project, called Water, and that's, like, been transformed doing it with this band. It's been somewhat rearranged, and it's a hell of a lot better than it is on record. That's a lot of fun, because it gets really loud and then comes down to slow and quiet.
Yeah.
And I also really like the song we're going to play tonight, which is called Sabrina. That's probably just a working title,
but
it's brand new, it's not recorded. And it goes from quieter to bigger and has different rhythmic and feel changes. So it's a lot of fun to play.
Yeah. What about you, Finn?
My personal favorite is, we've got one called Two Tragedies. Mm. And I feel it's really a good demonstration of us trying to form a distinctly different sound. Because lots of the instrumentation in it it's kind of what you would describe as traditionally folky.
Mm-hmm.
So it's banjo and, you know, guitar and now horns as well, and we've been running through all these weird effects and trying to get a traditional folk sound that's somewhat warped and twisted.
Okay.
So a banjo that sounds kind of like a
loud guitar. Kind
yeah, of, yeah, it sounds like it's sort of spiraling off into the nether, but also sitting in the back of someone's bedroom.
We were rehearsing that song the other night for the upcoming show, and Kate, the new bass player, she's like, can we run that again? Because that's a lot to take in. I'm like, yeah, I know. And Finn said, he's like, yeah, it's like getting through a gauntlet, you know, like from start to finish, there's so many different moving pieces of it, so many different sounds. And I guess I'm just trying to keep things more interesting for myself. I got sick of my older songs. So with the new stuff, I'm trying to write as many like time signature changes and tempo changes and sonic changes and arrangement changes. And
we're progressing towards like prog metal. I think that's where we're going to end up.
Yeah, maybe not quite prog metal, but it's definitely more elaborate than it used to be, yeah.
You're listening to Goldilocks Folk on 4ZZZ. My name is Tina. I'm chatting with Ocean Leaves. Now, I may have asked you this question last time around, but I'll ask it again. Mm-hmm. I'm the type of audience member who'll sing along with tracks I know well.
Yeah.
I know some musicians appreciate seeing someone engaged in that way with their performance, so when you're on the stage to the audience. What is there something in particular that you see, either of you see, both of you see, from the audience that gives it back to you, that makes it all worthwhile?
I'm always, like, really excited if I see somebody who's even kind of half dancing. Like, if the music is moving them to move.
Yep.
Especially as a folk band, you know, like, you can get a little introspective and gentle and finger-picky. So for the more up-tempo numbers, when I see actually people are dancing, or even just smiling along and swaying, like that's great for me.
Yeah.
I spent a lot of time just playing coffee shops where you felt like a bit of a jukebox in the corner, yeah. You know. So seeing people actually engaged, that's all I need.
Yeah. What about you, Finn?
For me, it's very much if someone's like seems to be watching me or paying attention, that's kind of enough.
Yeah.
You know, if I've captured someone's attention in a particular way, it's good. It means I'm doing the right thing.
Yeah, fantastic. Mm. Now, you guys are playing at the Bearded Lady on Thursday the 13th, which is like almost 2 weeks away.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep. Tell us what people should expect from the performance there.
They should expect it to not sound like our previous gigs if they've come along to those. Or if they're new to the band, they should expect, I guess, folk sensibilities, but with like rock band sounds and instruments.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who else is playing on the night?
We have Tree and Ray playing after us. We played with them before at the Zoo.
Yep.
And they're a really energetic, young kind of indie rock band. And then headlining that night is a band called The Young Art.
Okay.
And I'm not really sure what to expect from them. I think they're probably a lot more contemporary than we are. I think a lot of my influences are probably like 20 years older than theirs.
Yeah. Now we're going to get you to play a track live on air. What did you say you'd chosen again?
This is tentatively titled Sabrina.
Okay, so it's obviously a new track.
Brand new, unrecorded, yeah.
Okay, and you guys are going to play a stripped back set here, a track here, because you normally play it with...
This is normally done as a five-piece with like horns and bass and pretty full-on drumming and stuff. And I'm usually running my guitar, my electric guitar, through pedals and getting crunchy in certain places when I need to punch it out. So
I'm sitting playing an electric piano for this one normally.
Yeah. And Finn's playing ukulele today.
So tonight, so
I hung out at Finn's house this afternoon and we just kind of went through how are we going to arrange this to make it work.
I appreciate, and I'm sure everybody out there as well appreciates, the fact that you guys have given that a go.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask what the inspiration behind the song is, if any.
Yeah, well, you know what? Sometimes I know how to answer that, and other times I don't. This particular one, I was sitting on my front porch at night. It was like almost midnight, and the song just like smacked me upside the head. It's like I got the melody and the lyrics kind of all at once, and I had to scramble for an instrument and a microphone to get it down before it was gone. And it's not about me. I'm not sure who it's about. But it's a story about somebody named Sabrina who's had kind of a rough go.
Wow. I'll let you guys take it away.
Cool. About it, where you
Ocean Leaves live on 4ZZZ's Goldilocks Folk with Sabrina. That was lovely.
Thank you.
It was quite. Yeah, I can imagine if you sing that a few times that the vocal cords would be a little.
Yeah, little. We used to be stick that near the end of the set list.
It used to be a whole step up, actually. Like,
yeah,
we used to
play it a little higher.
Yeah.
And literally, like that outro, the "What can you do?" that note was like the highest note my voice is possible to sing at. So sticking it at the end of the set and just belting it, it would start creaking and stuff. I'm like, guys, I think we got to drop this down a bit.
You guys are playing at The Bearded Lady on Thursday the 13th.
Yep, that's right.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks.
How can people keep in touch with everything Ocean Leaves?
Facebook and Instagram is the ones that I use the most. Or you can sign up to our mailing list on our website, which is oceanleaves.co, like C-O, like yeah. Calm without the M.
Yeah.
I use social media. That's the main way, really.
Fantastic. Yeah. Excellent. All righty, guys. Thanks so much.
Cool. Thank you.